This is going to be a really long intro, so just wait.
Wait for the drop. I feel like it's very appropriate.
You have to wait. I did say it's going to be long.
Fucking hell, though.
This Indian music, man, you have to wait. I say Indian music, it's all in the threads.
You've just lost all five of your listeners.
You have to wait for the beat drop. The world's longest intro, well deserved. Possibly the best song ever made in Bollywood history. Hello, and welcome back to the Brown Boys Sauna Podcast.
You're here with Jay, Piero, and Sam.
Sup?
Hello, Sammy. Do you think, if we, like, I know his name is Sam, but I know, like, a lot of brown people use the name Sam as, like, a English name.
Yeah.
Do you think... If we don't reveal anyone.
Shall we call him Baba Tunde instead?
Baba Tunde, you mean?
Baba Tunde, yeah.
No, I think we should go through the whole podcast and then put our like a poll up to our like a listeners and make them like, guess what ethnicity Sam is.
Ethnicity?
Yeah.
I think that should be fairly easy.
Yeah, no, I think that's pretty
straightforward.
Yeah.
Yeah, to be fair, you do have a ginger beard, I feel like.
It does go ginger.
I reckon you got a bit of Irish in you.
No.
Yeah, I've got no Irish.
No Irish. A little bit of Scottish.
Have you done a 23andMe?
I've done a what?
A 23 or 21andMe. What is it? What's it called?
Ancestry.
Ancestry, yeah, whatever, yeah.
No.
No, it's probably a bit of Irish, is the one that kind of shows you
your ethnicity. Generally, a lot of English people have a bit of Irish.
Where you're from, yeah.
Yeah.
And
Ancestry's just like family tree.
Yeah, Ancestry's just family tree, yeah. It'd be good to know, wouldn't it?
I'll let you know.
Yeah. Cheers, mate.
We'll crack on with it.
Yeah.
But let's start the podcast with how we know Sammy. So, Sammy, do you want to tell the story when we...
No, first, I don't want to tell the story. You two are fucking hosting.
You're saying... You just said you want our rendition of your story.
No problem.
This is what you wanted. Jay.
First. You go first with the rendition. And then I'll go.
No, because you're the first. Oh, yeah. You met him first.
I made first contact with him.
Yeah. I didn't
in the male changing room.
Yeah. For a few months, I thought you were weird. So, like, I think
you thought who was weird? Me?
You, yeah.
Well, you know. It takes one to know one, doesn't it, you prick?
Oh. I like this hostility.
Okay, fine.
And this one's no comeback as well. Look at this.
I'm ready to go. Come on. Come at me. What have you got?
That's amateur stuff. I'm not stupid now to those levels. Go on, Jay.
Yeah, so basically, on Saturdays, I used to do battle box. It's a bit more temperamental nowadays, but yeah, David Lloyd's went to a battle box session. Sammy was there, you know, cold winter's day. I believe it was November, December. The rain going sideways. Oh, yeah.
Battle box buddies.
Yeah, battle box buddies. It's cute. We were lifting together, you know, doing the exercises, and we're like, we'll team up, smash everyone. I smash everybody! Yeah, we're smashing everybody, and then, that's it. That's how...
What was Piero doing whilst we were doing this, just out of interest, by the way?
I think he was in the cafe eating.
He was.
Yeah. I've never seen him in the gym, actually. Have you seen him in the gym?
Well, he did say he was going in the gym today.
Did he go in the gym?
Did you go in the gym? What did you do in the gym
what
today?
What did you do?
The cross trainer does not count.
No, I did even worse than an incline walk.
Such a white girl.
Hate to see
I need to get my steps in, boys. Like, you know,
that's how many steps have you got in today?
11,000.
Bullshit.
I should fucking show you that.
Like, yeah, go on, show us.
Show us.
As he scrolls.
Yeah.
I have to show you those fucking bonnets, honestly.
And now, whilst he was driving, those counted as steps as well.
He's just been shaking his head.
Yeah.
He's doing this.
He does like shaking things.
Okay, no, I have bullshit in my way. 9,080.
Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah, right.
Sorry, good.
Even that 9,000, I reckon, is bullshit. So, no.
Okay, I actually have to show you this time. That's right there.
For the listeners out there, it's 3,084.
Yeah, that's bullshit. Bullshit.
And you did some tennis as well, didn't you?
Yeah, so whilst you guys are still sleeping, I'm actually playing tennis Saturday morning.
Sleeping?
Yeah.
Sleeping?
Yeah. At 7 a.m. I'm in there. It's
bullshit, you're in there at 7 a.m.
The class starts at 7 a.m.
You weren't doing a class.
Tennis, yeah. Yeah, he's doing
tennis. Not cardio tennis, though. I saw what was going on next door. Choose the easy option.
Yeah.
Right, okay. I know he's...
That's a good point.
It was a very good point.
Yeah, why did you do cardio tennis?
Because I looked for him. I was like, oh, look, cardio tennis on. Piero's always going on about
this. Cardio tennis is at 8. So I'm still in the other class. I would have to choose...
He's not double bubbling, is he?
No.
I would love to, because I love cardio tennis, right? But, like, I can't do it on a Saturday morning because I'm doing the proper tennis class.
Proper tennis.
Why don't you do cardio tennis instead?
I do. You said you're working on cardio tennis on a Friday evenings. I didn't do it yesterday.
Why didn't you do it yesterday?
Because I went to see Mike Brayley. I had other plans.
That is disappointing.
Other plans. You can shut the fuck up. You can come off your high horse. Because I know.
Nibblage!
Because what did you message at 8 o'clock this morning?
What?
Did you not message to Sam? Asking if you guys are still going.
I was asking him if he's going or not.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's a simple
yeah.
question. Are
yeah,
you
yeah,
going
yeah.
or not?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you
yeah.
caught up in traffic?
Or yeah,
not?
Yeah. 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 Bullshit. Sam was already
Stop
there.
I was there, rain or shine.
Yeah, and I was there as well, rain or shine. Yeah.
You were late though, mainly as
shine.
Always.
Yeah, I was late. About 5 minutes.
Yeah. Well.
But anyway, I made it there. We did the session. Felt pretty shit after. Yeah. But
then you had something to eat and it was all good.
Yeah. Had some cake and now I feel lovely.
The cake is a joke.
Did you finish that cake?
I finished it. I absolutely ran through
that. Honestly, that cake will be the reason why I get diabetes in my life. Like later on in life. Just that cake.
2 minutes.
Honestly. I didn't actually say how we met Sam Williams. So,
I've already told my story.
So through BattleBox.
It was a blossoming relationship through BattleBox.
And can I describe the same story through my eyes?
Yeah, go on.
So basically...
This would be interesting.
Sam,
he's a very jealous
So player. Basically, this random guy called Sam Williams starts... starts hanging around with Jay as he's just broken up with his missus.
That's not what
And
happens,
he's absolute... And he's absolutely lonely and has nothing going on in his life and somehow found a new friend in Jay. Out of all the people that he could have picked, he found Jay. The only person that is willing to have a shitty conversation with in the middle of BattleBox. And yeah, I mean, at least you're not lonely anymore now, Sam, so it's okay.
Yeah.
But at the time, it did feel like, okay, clearly he's broken up with... At one point, I thought, he's broken up with his girlfriend. And he's looking for his new gay companion now that he's come out. And Jay is the perfect option to kind of prey on. Because he's obviously, you know, was lonely until now. But yeah, no, obviously now that I got to know you and I realised that you're a horrible bloke. I understand your motive.
I'm just really pleased you got that off your chest. If that makes you feel better, we're here to listen to you.
Yeah.
Just remember, this is the Piero show.
It is the Piero show. And welcome.
I'm just amazed that you have time to actually have me on this podcast because you spend so much time promoting your other podcast. Uploading little reels.
Dude, that doesn't offend me.
Well done.
What a fucking ego.
I've done a great job. Thank you very much.
Evolve me!
Anyway.
No, but it's funny you talk about BattleBox in such glory. How many sessions of BattleBox have you done?
When
do you even know what BattleBox is?
Yes.
Yeah, what is BattleBox?
Yeah, I've seen plenty of videos.
What kind of videos?
He thinks he's so funny doing this. No, I have never done Battle Box. It will happen one day.
Happen one day?
Yeah, you said another dimension.
Okay, well, do you reckon it will happen by the end of next year, realistically?
Nah. New year, new you, all that?
Nah, don't care.
What is it you don't like about it?
Or...
It's only 40, 45 minutes.
What I don't like about it is Jay being there.
Jay's not there most of the time.
That is true.
What I don't like is white people being there.
Ooh, but David Lloyd's full of white people.
Yeah, exactly.
I looked in the hall today, and everyone was white apart from you.
Well, it's not surprising.
And I was black for that part of the conversation. Yeah.
You weren't in the hall, mate.
I was in the hall.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, I was.
Okay. You wouldn't be able to get into that class anyway.
I'll smash all of you.
I generally thought we were going to score them.
Yeah, so we're watching Man United versus Fulham. Sammy supports a Man United fan.
Other people can speak on this podcast. No one was understanding what you were saying.
Yeah.
Horrible twang.
So tell us what a life.
Yeah, what life is like with a Man United fan right now.
It's pretty grim at the moment, I'm not going to lie. It's fucking shit. I was pretty optimistic at the beginning of the year.
Who cares what you're saying?
I know.
You're laughing at Jake. Shut the fuck up.
I was just talking. You asked me to come on this fucking thing. Honestly.
This is carnage already.
This is going to literally be the episode that never gets posted, isn't it?
No. Go on, say it. What's it like being a laughing?
Well, I've said my bit now.
No one was hearing.
I've said my bit, so you're just going to get dead air off me now.
Okay. Cool. Anyway, Luke.
So,
anything you want to add?
What about United or?
No, in general, I think you're more interested than Sam. That's why, and that's saying a lot.
Not much. I mean, Storm Kieran absolutely ruined my week.
Oh really? What happened?
Every port in the UK was closed.
Oh shit! Yeah.
So now there's like a 4 or 5 day backlog.
Oh really? What have you got? Like containers in our? Yeah.
Jay, get off your phone.
Yeah. Mad.
Storage, demurrage, rent.
Yeah, not fun. Part of it. Nothing you can do about it.
Sammy Williams, how did you end up supporting Man United?
Oh, that's a good question. Just as a kid, really.
Still, no one cares. But yeah. Great question.
Go on, as a kid.
Yeah, from Devon.
Just
so
as a kid.
Yeah.
There's no team supporting Devon, is there?
Yeah, that's true.
Plymouth, they're not a real team. Come on, don't fool yourself.
What league are they in?
League 2.
League 2, is it? I believe. No, League 1. They're Championship.
I swear they beat Saints as well.
I think they did. I think they did. Yeah, there's Exeter as well, which didn't fucking interest me.
Yeah.
And the mighty Torquay United, who are in non-league football now. So. Yeah.
Exeter is a very rugby city anyway.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
Proper. You sound like you know a lot about that.
Well, I've been there.
You've been there, have you?
Yeah.
What were you doing? It's a rugby city.
Okay. Chiefs are a good team. You just literally said to me before this podcast,
you know nothing about rugby.
I don't know anything about rugby.
Did you watch any of the Rugby World Cup?
I did, yeah.
Yeah? What team did you support?
I supported Samoa.
Did you?
Yeah.
Was Samoa in the World Cup?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were.
Fair enough.
Didn't they need to beat England in the World Finals?
I didn't watch that much of it, to be honest.
Shut the fuck up.
I thought Fiji, same different, same country really. Yeah, but so you started supporting United.
United from a young age because you know why wouldn't you? And
was it glory hunting at that time?
Yeah, definitely. Probably. Yeah. You've got to support someone though, haven't you? Jay, please tell me about your relation to Arsenal because that was not even glory supporting, you know, is it? Because they've always
that
been
was
shit.
Glory. It was the
Invincible season.
2003. I was in Africa and I
chasing lions.
Chasing lions. And I stopped chasing lions.
To support Arsenal?
No, to watch the telly. And Thierry Henry scored this amazing goal against United. You know, the one over Fabian Barthez?
Yeah, I know
that one. And then, from then on, it was. That's it. A painful life. Because that's the best as it got.
Well, that's the worrying thing for me. I feel like we're just about going into what Arsenal went through for like 20 years.
Well, you've already done it for like 10 years.
So. You're not wrong. Halfway through.
Yeah, halfway through.
There's been some painful
Keep
years.
Battling.
Yeah.
Until Arteta comes to save you, you know. You got to go through that pain.
Yeah, as a manager.
Mm.
Oh, ref.
But yeah, no, I haven't really even watched that many games this season.
But what's the solution, do you reckon, to United getting better?
New owners.
Yeah, it's got to be the way the club's run.
Yeah.
More than anything, because we have.
He's already shouting. He was already screaming the foul before he got touched.
Yeah, no, it's the structure. The structure's got to change. And I think it's been like this for so long now. I think that new owners are needed more than anything. But yeah, that's it really. Not really a massive footballing expert, but my little tidbit would be new owners would probably be a good start.
Yeah.
And what about Radcliffe coming in?
I think that's a waste of time as well.
Because it's only 30%, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not even that, is it? 25. It's 25. Yeah. And they were like, oh, he's putting in 300 mil or something. And I was like, that's a drop in the ocean, isn't it?
Again, for him, it's clearly just an investment though, right? It's just making money out of it.
Mm.
Making more money out of the club. So yeah, you're right. I don't think that will make a difference because you need structural change. Mm. That's the massive...
But I think he was going to take over like the football He's operations. Bringing
in Sir David Brailsford as well, isn't he? To help with the with the running of like the sports side of the company.
Reform or something. That guy's really interesting. Like what he did with cycling and stuff like that.
He's had
transformed it.
Massively. Especially with like Team GB, and he was in charge of that as well. If that's a positive move, for sure. But...
You need someone to come and shake the place up.
But how much are the Glazers like going to let him do?
It's just money. They're not going to let him do anything. It's just money.
Yeah, but the Glazers, Radcliffe has a controlling stake. Like, kind of 25% doesn't seem much, but it's still a controlling stake.
Yeah.
He could probably get what he wants, but yeah. Glazers don't get involved. When do you ever hear from the Glazers?
No, they don't do anything.
And
to be honest, you can't say it's the. They have other sporting franchises and they've won stuff.
Yeah, but I know that, what was the other one of the American teams?
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah, but there's another one as well, isn't there?
Yeah, they have a hockey team, I believe.
I think one of them, they had like protests at that as well recently, like Glazers out as well. Yeah. So, they're not very popular in sport, are they? Let's be honest.
But if you think about it, how often do owners get involved? Like, look at the Man City, right? Man City owners, Sheikh Mansour. You barely.
No, but they've got the people in place, haven't they?
You've got the right people, and that's the problem. The Glazers just haven't appointed the right people beneath.
I think Louis van Gaal summed it up really well. He's like, United are a commercial club, they're not a football club.
Yeah.
And Ten Hag's a football guy.
You can't help that with the size of the club and the size of the fan base. It will always happen.
It'll always especially be a commercial team.
Yeah.
But it needs the structure to support it to be a commercial team, and it's not there.
And then eventually in the future you lose the commercial aspect because you're not doing as well on the field.
At
the moment it's all about heritage and like how well they did, but if this carries on soon people will forget about all of that
true
history.
Just to add to that, right, so you know the wait for a season ticket at Arsenal is 10 years. I don't get that.
it's a London based club.
It's not, is it? That's a fucking hell, mate. Nice. Come on.
London-based club, quite popular.
Why are they popular?
Similar to United, the history.
Have you won the Champions League?
But you build a whole new stadium to... I think you should have... Surely, if you're selling that out and there's none more available, surely there's...
Room for growth.
Yeah.
The proof is in the pudding.
The Emirates is a nice stadium as well.
It's a nice stadium.
Exactly.
It is a nice stadium. You're still not winning anything, so I don't know what pudding you're talking about.
Actually, United had a better season last season.
Yeah, I agree.
The pudding is baking, right? You let it bake.
It's brewing.
brewing again. It's brewing. If you let it brew, you will see the results.
A fucking long brew.
It's all about the process, as Arteta says. It's all about the process. You've got to follow the process.
Would you rather then play good football and not win anything, or would you rather play bad football and win loads?
Oh, tough question.
Second one. Winning is everything.
Nah. Yeah. But that's not Arsenal's motto, and it never has been.
Champagne football till I die.
No, but we have changed. Like, even recently, you watch us play, like, against
other teams. I'm more cynical, I'd say.
We're happy even counter-attacking or playing in a different
way. That didn't happen in the week against West Ham, though.
Yeah, it's Carabao Cup. No one cares about it.
But you need to win something.
I do agree with that. I think a trophy
would
be good.
We do need to win it. And, like, the Europa League was probably our best shout, like, a couple of years ago. But... Yeah, I think we are.
I think silverware will be.
It's the final step. Look, we won the Community Shield, right? That's a big trophy. That's a step in the right direction.
It's massive.
Beating City,
it was literally one game where it's a trophy. You were under for the
I can't even
game.
Remember it. It must have been that.
Trossard scored the luckiest goal in the history of your goals.
So you do remember the game?
Yeah, I do remember the game.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. And then you won on penalties.
Yeah.
With no extra time.
Anyway, we'll move away from football. Both Man United are really shit. Arsenal are
here we go.
Right.
Yeah. William!
Wow. Nearly scored.
Why?
That's good timing.
Square
though. Can we move on, please?
Yeah. To tell us more about your teaching career.
My teaching career was short-lived. So basically I started working at an international boarding school in Devon. And then I was there for 2 years.
What did you study at uni?
So I did sports science and coaching, which is like what every other white boy does.
Is that a real degree?
So,
or?
It's not. Yeah, it is, but yeah. I've got it on paper. Okay.
So international boarding school?
Yeah. So
I'm guessing you have lots of Palestinian kids these days.
No. No, why are we going down that route?
Yeah, why are you going down that
why
route?
Why have you...
Well, as an international boarding school, I expect you to, like, take refugees.
Honestly, he was the one who brought this up in the sauna as well earlier.
The war is not a joke, okay? People are getting killed.
Yeah, your fucking face is so aggravating, honestly. You're such a cab.
Let's be serious about this.
That's
very inappropriate.
I'm just... Yeah, honestly, I'm shocked by Piero's behaviour.
You also handled the Israel question very well, Jay. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Yeah. That was a good stitch-up.
Yeah, that was...
It's a good stitcher.
I was cringing when that happened. I literally get out of the sauna. It was that bad.
So we're in the sauna, right? There's about four or five other strangers in there. And Piero goes, oh, tell us more about how you support Israel in the war.
So bad.
And because the game we normally play in the sauna, you can't say no. So I'm just trying to get out of it without saying no.
He did all right. He did all
right. So I said, actually, I back some part of it, which actually I do, but this is not.
That was true. That was no fucking.
But yeah, we can talk about it.
We're just both very bad at reading the room. I literally watch everybody just like, oh, don't talk about that in here.
I don't think I understood the purpose of it.
I do understand, but I was just like, I can't bear that. It's too much for me. I literally walked out.
Exactly. You walk out, that's a score. Yeah,
it was, that's fine by me.
It's a score on the board.
Yeah, well done.
English people are a lot more uptight, I think.
Yeah. So
about
uptight.
Having those awkward conversations, whereas you two will just...
Yeah. Yeah, but that's because we're used to it.
Yeah, and it's the reality. Things are happening. You need to talk about it.
Yeah, you can't.
In the sauna, in the changing rooms.
Yeah. Post it on Instagram. Yeah,
everywhere.
Yeah.
Because if you don't talk about it, you are complicit.
Yeah, you are part of the problem.
You are part of the problem.
The problem.
Problem child. Yeah.
If you don't repost on Insta, you are the problem.
Yeah, you are the problem for not saying anything on your Instagram story.
Yes.
Because Instagram is where everything happens.
Yeah.
Take us back to, you were talking about the news and how you prefer, what was it you said in the swan?
Independent
news sources.
Yeah. Yes, I do. I do prefer independent news sources. Yeah. I do scan over the BBC, but generally I get my news from either podcasts or independent.
Very reliable sources.
Joe Rogan predominantly. But reliable sources.
To be fair, I actually do quite something very similar. So you look at the BBC to kind of look at what is going on.
Mm.
And then, especially something that's quite debatable, you go and have a look at both sides of the story. And to be fair, I only started doing that because of Jay. Otherwise, I'd take the BBC word for word. And my main concern, especially on this war thing, that I don't want to talk about because I still don't want
to carry on.
It's a loose situation. It's a loose situation for everyone involved, right? However, what I find really weird is, you know, footballing associations, countries are all backing Israel. That's a goal. They're all backing Israel. So like this. Football players, like today I saw El Ghazi for Mainz, his contract got rescinded by Mainz in the Bundesliga because he's supporting Palestine.
He posted a pro-Palestine on Instagram.
Yeah, pro-Palestine on Instagram. They've rescinded his contract. So, he hasn't got a team, which I think is crazy just to speak about.
It's a big loss for the German league, that is.
That is a big loss.
It's a huge loss.
Because he used to play with Ollie Watkins, right?
This is a juicy topic.
Yeah. He played with Ollie Watkins. But similarly, then... So Cristiano Ronaldo is part of the problem.
Oh, my God.
Cristiano Ronaldo is part of the problem because he's gone to Saudi. Is he supporting Israel? Is he supporting Palestine? Who knows?
As long as he gets paid, I don't think he really cares.
I don't think he really gives a flying fuck, to be honest.
But yeah, he's part of the problem as well.
What were we talking about? I can't remember.
Ollie Watkins. We're talking about Ollie Watkins.
Ollie Watkins.
Yeah.
So should we go through this Ollie Watkins?
You go through. You start. Because this has been an ongoing debate.
Yeah, it's been an ongoing debate. I think we do need to speak about this because it's actually quite interesting.
Because you are literally his number one fan.
So this is your running joke. I don't know why you say this because you fully. This is our opinion, by the way.
Don't get me inflated in your opinion.
This is our opinion.
Inflated in your opinion.
It was our opinion, wasn't it?
Speak for yourself. Speak for yourself.
It was our opinion. So the whole debate started at some point last year, but we said, okay, does Ollie Watkins get in the England squad, and is he one of the top five English strikers? And
I don't remember the top five.
It was top five.
It was this summer.
We've known each other about 6 months. What the fuck are you on about?
You said last year.
So yeah, this year basically. Anyway,
Yeah, make your mind up. Yeah. Come on, fucking hell.
Anyway,
yeah.
Sorry, mate. I apologize.
Always apologizing. Wow. Look at this.
I apologize.
Clip this. 26 minutes in. Pierre is apologizing.
First time for everything.
I don't actually mean it, so.
Of course I didn't mean it.
I just want Fulham to score so bad. Yeah. Anyway, what we said, Jay and I, we were saying, okay, who in the top five is top five English striker who is better than Ollie Watkins?
But yes, now I'm with you. Yeah, that's what you said.
We were saying, he gets in the top five. In English football, Harry Kane won. You go
slightly changed at that point. Said, but we'll go. We'll run
Harry
with it.
Kane, Ivan Tony,
Callum Wilson.
But your argument was that he is England's second top striker. No. That was the argument.
That's look at Jay's nuts. Face. That's Jay's so face. Stupid. No,
that wasn't the argument.
That at all. Are you fucking crazy?
You lot are twisted.
You're
this.
A dickhead. You're a dickhead. No, got your little podcast,
and you're like, ooh, look at me.
I never said that. Two podcasts.
Things he's fucking big time. He's such a bollocks. I don't support an England team. I support Inter Milan.
No, fucking. For me, Ivan Toney's up there. Like, Ivan Toney's my favourite.
That's not what he said. I had a selfie with him once.
Yeah.
Me and Ivan Toney, we're best mates.
I really like Ivan Toney. Over Ollie Watkins.
Right, so at the moment then, would you say that he is, not ignoring like current form, if you have three of them lined up, Harry Kane's injured, who are you playing for England?
Up front.
But who's winning you a bet first? Before you...
Well, Ivan Toney. Ivan Toney. No doubt about it. Or Sandro Tonali.
Yeah.
up front, if I didn't have Kane.
Yeah, Harry Kane's gone on holiday. He's gone to Dubai.
Ivan Toney,
yeah. So there you go. There's your answer. That means that Ollie Watkins.
Just because Harry Kane's Kane's goals have penalties anyway.
Three strikers in the squad. So Harry Kane, one given. Yeah. Ivan Toney, two given.
And then even though he's not number playing three. Currently.
Wilson.
No.
Ollie Watkins.
Yeah, I would have Ollie Watkins as well.
No, he's not going to make an impact from the bench. Did you watch him when he played for England the other week?
No, I'm... Hang on a minute. I'm not saying... I'm not saying playing for England, because watching England play is not that entertaining.
Telling me he's not going to play for England.
I'm saying he's top three. What, he would be up there.
I'm not sure what to say.
Good argument, this, by the way. At least listen to what I'm trying to say. If you're going to try and debate this,
you're not listening. Listen.
For me, I would definitely have Ollie Watkins over Callum Wilson.
Yes.
Right now, anyway.
Mm.
I agree. Let's go to United now. Who will you rather have, Hoyland or Ollie Watkins?
At the moment, I've always said all along, I think at the moment he would walk into Man United.
Always said!
You look at the team at the moment.
Fact check.
Right, listen.
Fact check this shit.
No, you two are chatting shit.
You're a dickhead. We were taking the piss out of you in the summer.
Look at this team at the moment. It is fucking mid-table written all over it.
Relegation zone.
Well, yeah, but maybe. I'm being nice here to them.
Okay.
We were taking the piss out of you the whole summer. He's still not good enough. Man United need Ollie Watkins.
He's still not good enough. I still wouldn't have him. But he could walk in at the moment and he would start. because he's on top form, so, and you know, the whole of like,
so he's in form. He's doing well. He's honestly, he's the second choice to Harry Kane.
No, he's not the second choice to Harry Kane.
Choice to Harry Kane. But nah, we don't want him at Man United because we're.
He's not.
He's actually too good for
where United should be.
That might be the case.
Yeah.
Yeah, why would he go there at the moment? Who would go to United at the moment?
Villa would probably finish ahead of
United. Yeah, above Man United.
Let's be honest about this.
Yeah, they're flying.
They get a few injuries though. They're in trouble.
What about United?
We're in trouble, whatever, so it doesn't really matter.
Do you want to bet on this?
I'm not a betting man, Jay. Yeah, I'm not a betting man.
Will I have one beer on the line or non-alcoholic beer?
Oh, yeah. A zero beer. I don't know, maybe. We could. What, that Villa will finish above United?
I say Villa will
finish. We're in the table right now.
Let's have a look.
Man United are above Villa.
No, I just think that the team that United's got at the moment, we're not scoring, then obviously he'd walk in because he's scoring, but I don't think he would play well at United. But United, where they should be, he would never get in a good United team.
Yeah, well, that's like saying like any good teams, because they have had a good history, a certain type of striker doesn't get in. It's such bollocks.
He wouldn't get in. He's not. He's like a mid-table team.
Your striker's Højlund. That's the only striker
you have. That's the only striker we've got. Doesn't mean we should go and buy Ollie Watkins, though, does it?
They're currently 7 points ahead of United.
It's doable. It's doable.
It's not that far to be
No.
First of all, you have to win this game, mate.
We do have to win this game. Take a point at the
moment. You're 11 points off the top of the table, Spurs. Mm. Hate to see it.
Can I... There's one thing I respect about you, and possibly the only thing I respect about you, Sam. You actually inspired me to... Ooh, that looks bad. One thing I respect about you the most is you going teetotal. Especially being a very token white guy.
Token white guy, yeah.
First of all, what inspired
that's
you?
That's just ruins, like, the guess the ethnicity for everyone. Yeah, but you know.
Let's be honest, it wasn't hard. Okay, what inspired you to do so, and how do you feel now?
It's the best thing I've ever done, to be honest. It was just a choice. Apart from meeting Jay.
Yeah. Let's get that.
My battle box buddy. Yeah. No, it was an easy decision. I had glandular fever when I was at uni, and after that, having even going for a couple of beers watching Champions League in the week when United were in the Champions League.
Must be a long time
ago. Yeah, it was quite a while ago. Europa League on a Thursday night, just to throw that one in there. I'd just have a couple of beers and I'd just be hung over for days after. And if you went and had a proper night out or a proper sesh with the boys on a weekend, you'd be in an absolute state for like 2 or 3 days. And going back to talking about teaching earlier, I was working in a school as a sort of PE teacher for this international boarding school, driving a minibus every day. And it was just like, why am I doing this? I feel awful and probably shouldn't be driving a minibus full of school children. So I had a couple of beers, and you're like,
I think that's just life in general, mate. But
yeah, well, you know, you think about these things, don't you? So,
have you been teetotal?
Do you know what? I don't even know now. It's got to be coming on for 5 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's 4 or 5 years.
Oh, so. Shit. I didn't realize it was that long.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's the best decision I've ever made because I don't have any hangovers now. Yeah. And I think you get used to it. The first year is the hardest thing because you'll still meet up with your mates. You know, and there's some of my mates were still drinking.
Yeah.
I had a couple of mates who didn't drink anyway, so that made it a little bit easier. But it was, it just was the right move for me. And you adjust to it, and eventually you sort of realise that actually I don't need to have booze to have a good time. You can still go out and have a right laugh. Because we've had some nights out where it's been an absolute scream, isn't it?
Yeah, no, exactly.
So,
exactly. Yeah. And this is what something that I said in the last podcast as well, because like the weekend before was the first time I went without drinking. I had so much fun.
Yeah.
And I remember you, like, I remember us three going out.
Yeah, yeah.
And you were the only one not drinking, right? And I was there like, nah, there's no way I could do that. That's incredible that he's done that. But actually, I think the company makes such a massive difference. And laughing at drunk people is actually so much fun.
It is so much fun, people
watching. It's so much fun. It's so much fun. So
the only thing I do miss is like the beer buzz when you get that first couple of beers. Like, that's the only thing you miss, really. But
yeah.
After that, like you said, it's the company
you're with. The thing is, the same beer buzz is the one that makes you go for the second and the third and the fourth. That's the problem.
Mm.
So, yeah, rather cut it out than, I completely agree.
So it's something that I would never go back to, really. I don't really need to go back to it.
Who the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Pellistry, is it?
No, the company is the key point. So based off what I've heard,
you were fucking hilarious to watch. So I'm not. Let's be honest. That
Jay's,
night out.
Jay's the worst.
Hey. How funny was that night out?
Jay's the worst. Honestly,
he's the goat.
It's, you know what? I won't mention it because he's now in a very loving relationship. I won't,
he's married, isn't he?
No, not quite. He's scared of the ring.
Stages. Yeah,
small steps.
Small baby steps.
It was a big step baby for you, though, Jay.
Yeah.
He seems really sad as well. Sorry, I assume really happy.
Right wording.
Everyone's very proud of you. We were a bit worried about you for a bit.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. I thought Sam was my saving grace. When he was single and
he did ditch you very quickly. I think you realised something. Yeah.
It was that night out, actually. I was like, holy shit, I'm doing better on my own.
Actually, he tried to diversify his friends, but it didn't really work out.
But how was it in that aspect that you're in a relationship for, was it, six years? 6 years. And then you break up, and then you go on the dating apps. How was that?
That was fucking transition. It was great, mate. No, it was, it wasn't too bad, I think. I think the most important thing when you come out of it, Luke, you can talk about this as well.
Oh,
sorry, I had to throw that in there.
I knew it was coming. I was just thinking, that's who's going to say it?
No, I didn't even say her name. But
carry on.
So it wasn't. I think as long as you focus on yourself and as long as you're in a good place and you're happy with where you are, then the dating apps are. It's pretty straightforward, isn't it? It's not complicated at all. But I think if you don't give yourself that time to sort of work on yourself and sort of get over things, really, really difficult.
And no one will be attracted either. We have, right? Let's say they've just broken up from a long-term relationship.
Yeah.
How can they work on themselves?
I think setting yourself a little target or a goal, doing something. I threw myself back into the gym, made sure I was training sort of 3, 4, 5 times a week. Meeting up with mates, doing things on the weekend, just keep yourself really, really busy. I've booked myself on to do some Spartan runs, paid for that. And it's just something you've got to have things to look forward to. I think you just keep planning ahead, keep yourself busy at work and doing as much as you can and sort of try and experience life, that sounds a bit gay, doesn't it? But sort of.
We don't accept such wording.
Does it offend you, does it? Yeah,
it's okay offensive. If people are gay.
Yeah, it is okay, but it is a bit gay what I said.
Yeah, but you can't say
it. It was a bit happy. No, that's what I was on about. So I need to explain it to you a little bit more. No, I thought you were intelligent.
I don't condemn such wording. I would like to mention
that's thrown him off completely.
What did he say? I had no idea what he said.
It was just the noise.
I had no idea what he said at all.
Oh dear, that's funny.
I don't even stutter, so you're such a dick. Rattled.
Nibble.
I was going to make a whole declaration saying that any listener of the Online Hustle podcast, I do not condemn such wording.
Yeah. No, it's
a bit gay though, I agree.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean?
After all that.
But yeah, no, I think you just need to get out there and do things and don't sit at home watching the football. Like, even like that, like staying at home watching the football, go out to a pub and watch it.
No, but at the same time, I do understand what you're saying, but I think it's really important that at some point you learn how to be with yourself.
Luckily for me, I've never struggled with that a lot in my own company. Yeah. So I was quite happy to sort of.
I don't know why.
I know, but just stare at the walls all weekend. I was always quite happy to sort of be by myself and just do whatever. So that wasn't ever an issue for me. Yeah. But people do need to get comfortable with being on their own and doing things.
I think for me what's sad is when you see people in relationships where you know they're not compatible.
Yeah.
They're together and they're only together because of societal pressure.
Mm. Yeah. Luke. It's being comfortable, isn't it?
Oh, wow. That was harsh.
No, no, no.
That was harsh.
But those are
what?
Not compatible.
I think we...
They were compatible.
What, me and Kate? I think
they were compatible. Yeah. They were on well. No, I don't think there was anything wrong.
Yeah, okay. I won't say anything anymore.
To be fair, you only met her, what? Twice?
Nah, I met her so many times.
No,
I know.
I knew it.
I knew it.
Yeah. No, but that is, it's so true, because of societal pressure, people are together just to be in a relationship where they don't want to spend time by themselves.
Yeah.
And that's where, like you were saying, that's where you'll find out most about
yourself,
who you are.
Yeah, and I think as long as you're comfortable doing that and doing your own thing and then making sure you're busy as well, because the fact of life is you probably are going to spend time with yourself, aren't you? So you need to get sort of comfortable with you first.
Yeah.
And then go from there. But yeah, the dating apps, that was straightforward. I think if you're in a good place,
if you're white, it's very easy.
Here we go.
This conversation again.
So we had this big debate, right? So we went to watch a Saints match in the summer.
That was painful.
That was so bad. I'm glad.
The highlight of that game was watching the Palace fans chant Roy Hodgson.
It was, and that was what was surprising when we went to Southampton, Birmingham last week. I know it's Championship football, but Saints played so well. So it was refreshing to see.
Prime Barca.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah, very good. But anyway, yeah.
Oh, no, on that night out, we were discussing about dating apps and whether you have better chances if you're white, basically. And I think, Sam, we agree on this. It's not based on race. It's who you are as a person.
Yeah. However, a lot of shaking from Piero.
It was half and half. Half the group believed colour played a factor. Half a group believed it didn't. So I guess from here, Luke, what way are you tending towards? Does colour play a factor?
Well, it depends. It depends what girl you're talking to.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. But I'm just saying.
Let's make a generic
majority of those women.
Let's say there's 100 girls you're speaking.
I would say all the girls. Say
100. 100% of white girls.
100 birds you're speaking to.
Birds.
So he understands.
Yeah, he understands this chat.
It is an absolute miracle that you are with someone, Jay.
Thank you.
I do agree.
It is an absolute miracle.
And that's because of his skin colour and because of his personality, both. Because of his personality.
Anyway. Yeah. But I know that there are some girls that only like brown boys, but they are, from my experience, few and far between.
Thank you.
But I think that once you get one, they'll be all for you. But it's just the case of finding. Whereas, like me, I'm, you know, there's a lot of girls that like blonde hair, blue eyes. You know, for me, it is. Yeah.
But isn't it also...
For me, it's easier.
No.
I can shag anything.
But isn't it the environment... Because, like, let's say in England, you're going to grow up predominantly. Like, let's say 2% of the people are Asian or other ethnicities, but majority are going to be white and your standard kind of template.
So purely from a numbers point of view.
Yeah, that's what you're going to favour, right? Which I don't disagree with, but I think you've got as much as a chance as someone of a different colour.
Oh, it's all right, guys. Man United have just put Mason Mount and Martial on, so watch out for them.
Big win. No, incoming.
I will still disagree with that.
Well, so you think it's harder?
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. 100%. Considering I have so much more chat than you, and
are you saying you don't do as well?
No.
Is that what you're saying?
No.
Okay, that's personality. Let's look at looks.
Oh yeah. So what?
I can imagine Piero wanting above his like standard. Punching above.
But again, I don't believe in that. Like when people say leagues or like she's out of your league or something, I don't believe in that.
That doesn't surprise me at all. He's never had anyone below his league. Literally never. Impossible.
No, what I'm saying is I don't believe in
shit.
I don't believe in leagues in general. Or she's like a 9 and I'm a 6 or whatever, like however people rate.
No, I
it's very subjective, isn't it?
He's very subjective, but like
I do agree with that. You fall in a higher level. There is levels to it.
But you're saying if someone is below a level, they can't attain someone in that level.
We've spoken about this before, haven't we? Like the main factor is money. Regardless, it's money. Yeah.
Money is a factor.
I think it's a factor.
I wouldn't say it's the main factor.
I think it's the main factor.
I'd say the main one's height.
Oh,
that's a good one. A lot of girls do say hi.
That is a good one.
Difficult. I had a friend that I used to work with, and really nice guy. He is a little bit short, bless him, but he used to say that it was an issue.
How short?
Quite short.
Less than 5 foot?
Oh, he must be around it. He's quite short. No, midget, basically. Not a midget, but he's quite small.
5 foot 2, 5 foot 3.
Something like that. It's,
yeah, I mean, yeah, that I understand. Oof, yeah, but then majority of men are average builder, right? So, like, I don't know. I still think what men can provide is still the main attraction long term. Long term.
But they're like, yeah, like, then what do girls first look at when they look at?
Yeah, your physicality. Yeah. Physicality, but money affects physicality as well.
Oh, yeah, they see your fucking wallet with your card stick.
Oh, he must go to David Lloyd. Yeah. Look at him strutting around. Wonderful. Peacocking.
Yeah.
Sorry, do you want me to bring your sister up on this?
Yes. Go for it.
Here we go.
I won't.
Well, you've mentioned it now. You've got to come out of it.
No, I won't. I think that's mean. I don't actually know the whole situation anyway, so.
Let's cross the line there.
No, I didn't. I didn't say anything.
No, but you brought it up.
I know what the point he's trying to make, but that is based on an individual's choice.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But I think.
And if that's your choice, then that's your choice.
Yeah, I still think money affects things, but yeah.
It does to an extent.
Yeah.
It does to an
extent.
I think because obviously.
Height is a good shout.
But then again, I think money is the one which plays a greater factor later on in life.
Long term.
Let's say when you're like 18, 19, no one cares about money.
Yeah.
Suddenly you're in the late 20s, early 30s, suddenly money is a bigger factor.
Yeah.
Long term. And the later you go on, money plays a bigger factor, I reckon.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
But then I know lads that make very good money that do absolutely horrendously.
Because they've probably got no chat or looks wise.
You still need a minimum, right? Like
you need a little bit of everything.
It'd be good to get girls' perspective on the podcast in terms of.
Yeah, but girls say.
Girls won't tell you the truth.
Nah, girls will say, girls will say one thing and think another. It's just all about how they feel, right? It's like very spontaneous.
That's true. It's like the emotionality as well.
The emotionality of it. And someone's personality as well.
It's not a word. Emotionality is not.
I've just thrown it in there, though. Don't pick on a dyslexic person.
I'm
dyslexic.
You're dyslexic as well.
Dyslexic friends.
Emotionality is not a word.
See, this is how we
should be. I feel like that should be a word, though.
That is a word.
Sounded all right. Yeah.
Let's Google it.
Check that shit. Check that shit, Jay.
Emotionality.
Well, that's something we've made a new
word. Emotionality cannot be a word.
That can be your title.
Emotionality. That's gonna be the title of the fucking
episode.
Emotionality.
Come on, Jay. Fucking
here we go. Here's the definition.
Show me.
The first thing.
Yeah, that's a fake
account. How is it a fucking fake account?
When you research on Google a word. And comes out with a perfect.
And actually, Luke took a little snide there saying it's an Android. Do you know more people have Androids in the world than iPhones?
Well, I've got Android as well.
Exactly. Of course.
Google Pixel.
Of course they do. Of course they do.
Why? Oh, no, why of course they do?
Because you know my point is correct.
It is a word. There you go.
Yeah, it is.
I'm just uber intelligent.
However, it's not. You said it.
I'm very clever.
You said it in the wrong context.
Did I?
Yeah. The meaning of it is different.
So I'll read out the meaning.
Emotionality
is the observable behavioural and psychological component of emotion.
Well, that is exactly what we were talking about.
Finish that point.
It is a measure of a person's emotional reactivity to a stimulus.
Fuck it, that's exactly what we were on about.
Exactly the point we were making.
Speechless.
I don't remember the point anymore.
Yeah.
Funny that, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm waiting for the second apology of this podcast.
I need to stop like doubting words because
I've got a very good vocabulary. Just throwing it out there.
You barely said that properly.
It was a struggle. It was a struggle.
Vocabulary. Yeah. Anyway, what were you saying?
We were saying
you're talking about females.
Emotionalism. Yeah.
I think that plays a big part as well.
Okay.
Like maturity.
Yeah,
I think that's a massive thing. Someone's personality.
Yeah.
Personality does affect a lot of things, no doubt about it. Especially to like, I wouldn't say meeting. Well, I just feel like nowadays you can't really say someone's personality via phone, via an app, right?
Mm.
So I think that is a massive factor. So it is mainly based on looks. So
I think you can see a glimpse, can't you, of what someone is about,
like a trailer.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, a little bit maybe. But not that much.
But then to go to the film, you have to actually, you know, meet the person and see the whole thing.
Well said.
Yeah. Well said, Jay.
Thank you. Honestly, the wisdom here.
So, Jay, tell us how long you were on the dating apps for. Because that's quite interesting. It's a good story.
I was on it for quite a while, to be honest.
How long's quite a while?
I think it was.
It's gone full circle.
Yeah, I think it was pretty much since the start of uni. However, there was phases where I deleted it.
What year was this?
Uni was 2013. Probably right. Yeah.
10 years of dating apps.
10 years, yeah. But it was on and off,
mm.
And there was a few situationships, etc.
What did you learn along the way, Jay?
That I'm good. I'm good being single.
You're good being single.
There's quite a skill.
That is. Incorrect.
But what do you think the difference was between Jay that was single and Jay now?
Yeah. Did you approach
did things change?
He's actually matured.
with your girlfriend now, did you approach it any differently? How you approach it?
This is the honest truth.
The honest truth, he went to Amsterdam, took some mushrooms, saw some things.
Can I tell my own story?
Okay. How is it going to be any different from what I just said?
I went to Amsterdam. Took some shrooms. And I had this vision when I was having shrooms.
Yeah.
Right? Like people were sat
life with children and everything.
I've not heard this.
Yeah. So people were sat.
I've not heard it.
People were sat by the bank, like families.
We should get on with it though.
And I was like, you know what? I like this in the future. And then what's the first stage to get there is probably seeing someone in a more serious capacity.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I came back.
So yeah, summarized way really. It's exactly what I said.
Yeah, I came back, approached things differently. This is what it led to.
William's going to whip that top in. Yeah.
So basically, it's an advertisement to take more shrooms.
Yeah.
So, but what did you do differently?
I guess the seriousness.
I think one thing that Jay was doing is, as soon as he saw something he didn't like,
I'll run away.
Yeah, you would start like an excuse to just like bin it off.
Yeah.
Which I understand, because like red flags are a thing, right? Even girls have the same thing about men. It's just, I think, for you to get in any relationship, relationships all about compromise.
Mm.
Yeah.
And like, if you're not willing to compromise, then you're not ready for a relationship. And I think that's what Jay has learned how to do, considering he has to shut the fuck up all the time.
Stop looking for the great white buffalo.
Yeah.
And
shut the fuck up!
What's the great white buffalo?
That was funny. Great white buffalo is the perfect person, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it doesn't exist.
Like a girl can't be a 10 out of 10.
That's true. I don't believe a girl can be 10 out of 10.
That's interesting.
Do you think she can?
Yes.
Oh. He wants to say something.
He wants to say easy. Easy 10 out of 10.
Say it. It's okay. Say it. Easy 10 out of 10. I'm not saying anything along that.
Well, that's mean, easy. That's mean.
She's a great girl. She is a great girl. She's a great catch. And I'm a lucky guy.
Izzy doesn't think.
Yeah, she's lovely.
Stop saying her name. It isn't going to change anything. Izzy.
He doesn't think you're a 10 out of 10. That's outrageous.
She probably doesn't think I'm a 10 out of 10.
Well, you're not, mate. So to that's. Be fair.
Well, I'm not far off it.
Jesus.
No, but it's no one's perfect, are they? And like you said, everyone's got there's compromises along the way, and it's just what you're happy with, isn't it? And what you're looking for.
But you do agree there is no 10 out of 10. Or you disagree?
Again, I don't know, it's complicated, isn't it? Some people would say there are.
Yes or no? Which one?
I don't think there is. I don't think it exists.
Okay, no. Do you think there's a 10 out of 10, Luke?
No. I think, like I said, there's never going to be one that ticks every box.
Exactly.
As long as they tick enough boxes.
I think it's definitely.
Yeah, but the whole point is when people say that she's a 10, yeah. I think that's a completely wrong statement.
I also think it's subjective, though.
Yeah.
It is subjective, but if you're saying there is no 10, then that is incorrect, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's what demonstrates to you what that 10 means, I think.
Yeah. Or how you view the scale, basically.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. If you say tick every single box, I think that's impossible. If you need to get a 10 to get every box, it's impossible.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. And
what the fuck? He's so bad, Martial.
No, this Fulham trying to clear it.
Fernandez.
Everyone's paused to watch the football.
Yes! Time and another jammy win. Unbelievable.
It's not done yet, mate. Calm down.
You paused the recording.
Oh, when did we stop?
I think it was just in the last few seconds, to be fair.
I think something happened there. Something happened there. Because we all pulled the...
We all celebrated.
Off. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't.
As long as you don't lose it.
United!
Technical problems as we celebrate the United goal. I don't know why we celebrate, to be honest.
No, but I'm saying again, it's another jammy win. You look them play, and you're like,
we haven't looked that bad today. I've seen us look worse than this.
It's. I don't think it's.
It's just Bruno Fernandes. Yeah.
First of all, the game's not done yet. Especially for United.
Massive. Oh, you should have saved that. Leno. Typical Arsenal.
I can't hear Sammy's mic though.
You can't. You want to get closer?
Hello.
Oh, interesting.
You can't hear it, can you?
Interesting. Keep talking.
What about now? Is that better?
Yeah, it is coming out.
Yeah, but
there's no sound coming through it.
Speak again? Hello? Oh, yeah, it's actually coming out. It's fine, don't worry. Keep going. It's just not going to that, but if you take your headphones on, you can hear it.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is mic is not working.
His mic is working, because I can see it over there.
Is it working, though?
It is working.
I don't know.
You just can't hear it through the headphones.
Coming out.
Leave the technical stuff to me because you have no idea anyway.
Yeah, are you going to leave this in the podcast?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, leave this in.
Yeah.
We haven't actually edited any podcast, have we?
Yeah, it's the same point, just another episode.
But yeah, tens don't exist.
Yeah, we can edit it if we need it to. Anyway.
Yeah. But yes, tens don't exist.
Don't exist, yeah.
Sorry.
The Great White Buffalo does not exist.
No. I agree.
And how was your first date with Izzy? What's your memory from there?
It was good. We had a good date. Basically, what did we do? I took her to Boom Battle Bar and we did shuffleboard. And then we went for drinks afterwards in All Bar One next door. So It's quite an active, bit of a different date as well, isn't it? Where, you know, you're not just sat there talking for the whole thing. Yeah, it was good. It was just good to do something a bit different throughout the night, a bit of fun. And yeah, I got embarrassed at shuffleboard as well at one point, which is...
Shuffleboard is a shit game. It's such a shit game.
It's a game of luck, isn't it? Let's be honest. There's no skill involved.
And you know what? This is out of respect for some people that I know, because they've opened Cribo. They've sold it down here, so it doesn't really matter. However, like, they've really tried to make shuffleboard like the main attraction to their venue. And it is, honestly, I generally think it's a good game for fucking stupid drunks, right? However, past that, I wouldn't be excited for my night out for me to go and play shuffleboard.
Yeah.
So you cannot expect me to try and, like, book a shuffleboard table in advance to go and play. If it's there... Fuck it.
That was the first time we did it.
High horse now, isn't he?
No, it's not. I look down on anyone who is drunk and plays shuffleboard.
Fuck it. It's alright if you want to be like me. That's fine. You can carry on.
Yeah.
I'll give you some tips and we'll go with it.
Yeah, exactly.
Can I give him the tip?
I've given tips to be more like me.
He finds this shit so funny.
I just ignore him.
Yeah, he finds it so funny. It's crazy.
It's like he was the only one laughing this morning when he was shouting David Goggins little quotes as he was going, as it was raining.
Son. Honestly. Who's going to carry the boats?
But yeah, no, I'm just going to ignore him and carry on what we were talking about.
Yeah.
But yeah, the date was, it was good. And I think anything like that is a good first date. It sort of breaks the ice, have a bit of fun and sort of go from there.
Yeah.
And then...
but you already knew her anyway, so it's like...
I knew her, yeah. It's a lot easier,
isn't it?
Yeah, it was a little bit easier.
That's true.
And then Jay copied a few of my ideas. So
to be fair, Jay's really good at first dates because he's had so many. Like, he just knew what to do.
Experience, so much
experience.
Were you worried about that when you met Yana?
What's that?
Like getting it to the second or third date?
No.
You had complete confidence.
So much experience.
No.
Yeah.
But it was always after that, wasn't it? It was like after that, like second time you see him.
No, because he had situationships and never just took the step, right?
It was more for me when I was like probably 3-4 months in.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, what's the next step? That was scary.
Normally you're like...
Yeah.
I don't understand why scary.
Well, not maybe because it's unknown, maybe.
I think for me, if I'm being frank, it's about being vulnerable.
No, hello, Frank. Sorry.
That was awful.
Had to be done. Anyway, keep going. Would you say sorry? I wasn't listening.
That's fine.
That's what did you do with her on your first date?
What did you do with her?
What was it?
Did you get a home run on the first date?
No.
No?
No.
To work for it?
Yeah. First date, so we were meant to go for a walk from Hamble to Wasash.
I remember this.
Shrek. Yeah.
Fuck that.
And then there was
a lot of cricket. Oh yeah!
And there was a lot of traffic on the way, and I was like, "Oh, I wonder what this traffic's for." And it was for the cricket. Then I messaged one of our friends, Joe, and he kindly provided some tickets. Went actually to David Lloyd's, had some food, went to the cricket, watched that, had a few drinks, and then just chilled out. To be honest,
that's a good lordly way of doing it. I like that.
That is
like showing off.
Set the tone.
This is where I go to the gym.
Mm.
This is now cricket. I think the cricket is a good first date, though. I think
A
good date in general. I think it's a good day out, even if you don't enjoy it and you don't understand what's going on, because the atmosphere is so good.
And where that came from was the week before we went out to see the cricket.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
she was like, "Oh, I haven't been to a cricket match. I'd like to go."
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
What about second and third date? What did you do?
He doesn't remember.
he would.
No, I do remember. Let me think about it. Second day, I can't remember that one. Third day was actually the walk, because we're like, okay, we've put it off a couple of times.
Fair
and then, yeah, trying to think what the second date was. I'm sure it'll come to my mind at some point.
You're not actually going to win this game.
Jeez. I know.
Mental. It's crazy. That's 3 points. Closer to Villa.
What about you with Izzy? So Battlebox first date.
I struggle. It's all sort of blurs into one, to be honest. We were talking about this the other day. What did we do on the second date? On the second date, we went to Harbour Hotel for drinks one night.
Oh, nice.
Went to London?
Mm-hmm.
So she came down.
She came down.
Nice.
And then we went there. And then the third date, I think we did David Lloyd on the third date.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh, can we touch up something about your ex?
Touch up something. Please touch don't up. Do that. Yeah. But you can go for it. Let's go for it.
What do you want to touch up?
What do you want to touch up about?
You touch up
kids,
let's be honest.
Wow. Fucking hell. I do. Did you say I do?
Yeah.
Why would I do that?
He's jealous because...
hold on. Where did you go last night? Did you or did you not go and sit outside school?
It's not outside school.
He was.
Well, I was in the theatre, actually.
In the theatre.
In the theatre.
There were loads of kids, to be fair.
So middle class.
No, but if our listeners don't know, go back to the Phil Foden podcast.
It wasn't even middle class, to be honest. It was quite high.
On the Phil Foden podcast.
There's loads of rah.
He talks about touching a 15-year-old.
Who does?
Phil Foden.
A little rather cold this evening, isn't it? Lots of rather.
Very lordy place.
I went to see Mike Brady, ex-England cricket captain, speak about his book.
And why is it so inspirational to you? Because he averaged 22 and was a great captain.
It's a lot higher than what I average, that's for sure. he's he's renowned as the greatest England captain. Cricket captain, because of his winning record as a captain. And I've read his book, The Art of Captaincy, which is a really good book, to be fair.
Snooze first.
So next year, Trojans.
Sorry, next year, Trojans, honestly.
I'm quoting it in now.
Different gravy. I'm going
to
be...
Sorry,
an
Sam, so you went to the second date to Harbour.
We've already talked about this. And then, the third date, we went to David Lloyd, did the spa, and just had a chill one. So that was cool.
Nice,
But yeah, that's... That was it, basically.
Shall we go through what happened when we came up to Newbury again?
What do you mean, what happened?
Well, Jay sat on something.
You can bring it up if you want. You did bring this up at your summer barbecue.
Yeah. Keep bringing stories.
Because you made it sound a million times worse than what it was.
Yeah, exactly.
It was just
a bra. That's the whole point. That's
it
what he
does. It was just
well.
A bra that was on the sofa, under
it was
a cushion.
Stuck in the sofa. It was
and Jay fucking picked it up and was like...
I didn't pick it up.
Yeah,
it
you sniffed
you.
It as well. Man.
Whoa.
You picked it up.
You are so...
You picked it up.
You're such a dicker. You picked it up and you went...
One of you... Someone wore it.
You picked it up and then flew it.
Someone wore
it. Your face.
Who put it on?
I remember Piero put it on.
You put it on.
Did, yeah.
I put it on.
It was
on,
a bit
right.
too small for him. But
very small for me, He would be.
It'd be small for all of us, actually. Oh, that's a bit harsh.
That's
a bit fucking
harsh.
Sorry,
mate.
Say sorry to Iz.
Oh, say sorry. That's not how I meant.
He's getting defensive.
I am.
Over his... Yeah, I'm not even going to say sorry.
You just did, didn't you? Did you just say sorry?
No, I didn't.
No. I mean, you did say sorry to me earlier, so I'll take it.
But yeah, that was 26 minutes into the podcast.
By 26
yeah,
minutes. Just if you want to hear back.
Izzy, if you want to go back, listen to that bit. Yeah, you're welcome to. Do we need to keep this pain going? Or?
Yeah, let's keep it going for a few
minutes. Because we both have to go, that's why.
No, it's fine.
We're good. So, it's 2:30. We're good.
So, Sam, right at the start, you're talking about your journey. So
journey.
You went to the private school.
Yeah, I went to a private school, and it was great. I really enjoyed it, and I probably would have stayed there. But unfortunately, the school was just in a bit of a shit area, and they made, the sort of brand decision, because they've got a couple of schools spread. They had 2 in the UK, and then 1 in America, and 1 was being built, and it's now built. And they shut the school and everyone was made redundant and that was that. So I went on and did my teacher training, moved to Southampton, over in New Forest for a year doing my PGCE and then got a job in Portsmouth teaching PE over there. And I stayed there for 2 years. And then an opportunity came up to basically move to the other private school that was here under this company. And it was basically a role. It wasn't teaching, so it's not a teaching role that I'm doing now. It's an extracurricular role, so I'm sort of in charge of clubs, trips, sports teams, things like that, the social media, the communication, all of that. What did you just say? I'm just going to ignore him. And he just waits for me to get in a bit of a flow. Yeah. And I'm not, just leave him to one side for a minute. That's it. That was basically my journey, as you called it.
And do you see yourself doing this in the future, or have you got any other aspirations?
I don't know, to be honest. I'd sort of cross that bridge when I get to it. But I'm enjoying the job I'm in now. I love it. I like working with international students. They're great. They're 16 to 18 as well, so it's a bit easier. More honestly. Fuck me.
I didn't say anything.
No, you didn't. You were very well behaved then. But yeah. Fucking hell.
Luke laughed as well.
But yeah, no, I like it. It's a good place to work. Honestly.
Yeah. Maturity.
Maturity. Yeah. What was it we were talking about earlier that women look for? Yeah. They must have glanced over that when she picked you. Fucking hell. Because it clearly wasn't looks either.
Show me the money.
But yeah, so that was it really, mate. I'd like to stay there for a while. I don't think it's something that I'll do forever because of the hours I have to work.
What's the hours?
The hours, it's a 40-hour week, but I work 11 till 7 most days. So it's a little bit unsociable hours. Yeah. And I have a Saturday where I work as well. So most Saturdays going off and doing trips and taking people all over the place. So some days are better than others. Some are shorter trips. It's just sort of, and some are big, long city trips. So sometimes, like today, going to the fireworks later with the students and that. So it's a fairly straightforward day, but some of them are a bit more complicated and it takes up most of your day. So I don't know how it fits in the future, but I'll work it out as I go. If it's, it's quite a flexible role, so I might be able to mould it a bit more in the coming years to sort of suit me and where I'm at in my life, but... It's something that I'll worry about later on, basically.
No.
So yeah.
But no, it's good to see as well, because I could tell when you were at the public school that was quite a shit show by the sounds of it. So
yeah, public schools are not great, are they? So the school I was at, it was fine. It's just not what I wanted. It's not what I envisioned, working hard for 3 or 4 years to then come out and sort of be treated the way I was by state school, basically. Dossers. Yeah. Just the requirements for PE teaching in general, it just takes a lot out of you. You're doing fixtures most nights in the week, working there till late. You're in at 7:45 in the morning. You don't go home till half six some nights, and it's a long week. And I didn't get that work life balance that I wanted. So that for me was a massive part of it.
What about in the summer holidays? Did you get the work life balance then?
I knew you were going to throw that in there. Those summer holidays are great, and they sound like a good idea. Yeah. And you're all up for it. But you get 2 weeks in and then you're broke and you're right, I can't do anything now. It's too long. And it's great if you've got kids, because obviously you look after your kids. But that's, it doesn't really affect me. So, I was just sat around not doing much. I just love working. But some of it's great.
Yeah.
And then, but 6 weeks is a long time to have off.
The solution would not be just maybe have a kid.
No. That's not a solution. Honestly.
You just described the problem. You were like, well, it'll be great. It would be fine if you had a kid. It's providing solutions.
And also, why not just have a kid just for the summer?
What, adopt a child? I'm glad you two think it's funny. Luke's not laughing. No, it's beyond me, that one.
Do they do 6 weeks of adoptions?
Honestly.
It solves your problem.
Really?
Keeps you busy.
Really tickled, doesn't it?
Yeah, I know. I didn't think it was that funny. But we'll roll with it.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say because I'm still laughing.
Summer's over.
September's over. Go back to Africa.
Also, here's a point, right?
How did he just stop laughing?
When we're talking about kids, why do we always think they need to be adopted from Africa?
I think it's just the norm, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the Brangelina effect.
The best one is when a black family has adopted a white kid.
That's never
That happened. Is completing the game.
Yeah, I don't think...
That is completing
that.
The game.
That is quite interesting, actually. Would that ever happen?
That has happened.
Really?
Yeah.
Where have you seen that?
In America. I've seen a few instances of that happening. There's one in a comedy show where the black parents had a white kid adopted.
Yeah.
And they were just roasting them for like an hour.
And she's like, this white kid just saying the N-word everywhere.
Could you say the N-word?
That's a massive moral dilemma.
Yeah.
That is a massive moral dilemma. This has
gone so left field.
It's not gone where I thought it was going to go, but we'll roll with it.
Have you guys ever said the N-word?
No.
No.
Why would we?
No, but what about just like under your breath? You're like,
it's a song.
No.
It's a song as a rap. No. Yeah, yeah.
No.
No, they'll listen
to what about the NWA or something? No.
No, not for
that. No, that's not my vibe.
No. Yeah, they're only drum and bass, they don't say that.
Yeah, it makes sense.
What do you mean?
Drum and bass, or like fucking classic.
I forgot you two are like heavy gangster rap.
Yeah, absolutely. Jay said it so many times.
Good shot, Ben Stokes.
Jay's from Africa, so it's okay.
Technically, I'm from Kenya, so that is my card.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was born there, lived there.
I was
allowed to say it by one black person.
Say that again.
He
gave me permission.
Wow. Did you have to ask for permission?
No, I didn't ask for permission.
Fill out a slip or anything? No.
I wasn't saying it. It was like a conversation. He was like, yeah, you can say it. I was like, oh. I didn't say it, but.
That's very kind of him, though.
Yeah, he's very nice. Yeah. I felt quite nice.
So if someone gives you the pass...
I don't think he knew that I went to private school.
Okay, so what if I...
Privileged.
So what if I give Sammy the pass? Will you say it then, Sammy?
No.
What to say?
It's just not me.
Can't. No. I think he has.
No, it's just a no-go.
Okay,
it's a no-go for white people.
Or it should be.
Anyway. It should be.
Yeah. Like, because I've got black friends and I still wouldn't say it.
There's too many negative connotations and history attached to it.
You got black friends?
From like Eastleigh, yeah.
Eastleigh, of course. That makes sense. That makes sense.
But yeah, like even if they were like Eastleigh, I still wouldn't.
Yeah. Well, you don't see them anyway. Most of them are probably locked up.
Oh my days!
Wow.
Oh my days.
Come on, they're from Eastleigh.
Wow.
They're from Eastleigh.
A couple of them.
No.
That's
Jay knew that.
I did knew that. Yeah, he did say. I remember this one time I went to drop Luke off, right, in Eastleigh. He was going down a pub. I've never been in so much danger in my life, honestly.
I really expected him. Oh, yeah, I dropped off Luke to go see his friends to a prison.
It did look like it. But anyway, I'm driving towards Eastleigh, and Luke is like, I know this person. It looks a bit shady around the corner. Do you want to explain how you know this person?
Who?
I saw like around the corner, it looked a bit shady.
I don't remember.
I don't recall.
When was it?
It's a great story, this, isn't it?
Yeah, he's
definitely
failing on. Yeah, he was a drug dealer.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
What, behind Barton?
Yeah, behind Barton.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What do you want me to say on a podcast?
I want you to incriminate yourself.
Yeah, but we're not going to mention his name, John. We're not going to mention
his name.
I don't think there's a drug dealer called John.
That'd be pretty cool.
I'm not going to say his name.
He's close to.
Because
the police are listening to this.
Yeah.
But it's a trap house behind Barton Beverell. If you're ever in the area, you want to pop down.
what's a trap house like where there's like trap rappers to sing it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Can people from David Lloyd go to things like that? I'm not really sure.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't.
No.
But no, like, should we wrap this up? Unless, Sammy, you got any other last words? Got any
questions? I've got loads of wisdom.
What's your final question? You need to ask Carl Guesses up.
Oh, yeah, final question. Go on then. About this. What's one piece of life advice you'll give to another individual?
Oh, that's a good question.
Let's say, like, one of the kids, like, asked you for some life advice.
Make sure that your parents have a pension for you.
What, a private setup fund? Yeah, private
setup for you.
I don't know. What would you... Just do what you want to do, basically. Do what makes you happy. And, you know, if you want to be whoever you want to be,
be running off emotions the whole time. If what makes you happy. So let's say you wake up in the morning. I don't want to go to the gym. That doesn't make me happy at that time.
Yeah, but then that's sort of your perspective, isn't it? Because I might get up and just go, yeah, I'm going to go to the gym every day.
No, but you're saying do what makes you happy.
That doesn't make you happy. I think it's an unreasonable standard as well that you're setting, because you cannot be happy 100% of the time.
You can't
be. No, he's right. Yeah. I love how you picked that apart. That's the only thing I could think of, but we'll roll with it. You could have wrapped this up really easy.
Don't chat shit, mate. That's a proper question. Jace worked hard on coming
up. Right, let's be honest. You scraped the barrel getting me on here today.
Jace worked hard to have that question ready for you, and you're not even bothered to fucking think about it a second and just blurt some bullshit out.
I didn't want to give you any dead air on your podcast that you love so much.
Yeah, more than the other one.
More than the other one.
But then, do you not feel happy after you've been to the gym? So you should do it regardless.
Yeah, but initially, when you're thinking about going to the gym, most people, I think, will say...
I think the toughest thing about the gym is going...
I think getting there. Okay, I'll change my advice to you. Yeah. And it would be, don't put things off. It would make those hard decisions and make those decisions... Don't leave them. Make a decision quick. Not quickly, but think about it and make a decision and then go from it.
So will you does that mean like be more reactive then?
Yeah, I think so. For me, basically leaving my secure job as a PE teacher in a secondary school.
So that's taking more risks, right?
Yeah, take more risks. Yeah, I think roll the dice a little bit more. Yeah. Make a decision and go with it, basically. Yeah. Change things up.
It's important to take a risk, and you got out of your comfort zone. And then now, now look where you're at.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that's a good piece of advice.
Mm. Make those tough decisions.
Tough decisions.
And you'll end up like Jay.
Mm.
Get off your phone, Piero.
Sorry. I was just bored when you were talking.
Well, that was quite good.
Cool. Anyway, socials?
Yeah, follow us on Ryan Boy Sauna, Insta, X.
Do I get a free t-shirt for this as well? Have you got any like merch I can have?
Would you have some?
Can I have some merch?
Do you have some merch?
Yeah.
I need something for doing this.
Yeah, no problem. Do you want the online house?
I have cake. I don't want any more either.
A can of Coke Zero.
Yeah, Coke Zero.
Do you like an online house of podcast cap?
I don't want your shit.
No, it's really shit.
Brown Boy Sauna stuff.
It is in demand. People are asking me for merch for Brown Boy Sauna.
Go on then.
I'll give it to all the kids at school as well. I'll just like give out freebies.
Because they really need freebies.
Yeah. They're not privileged at all.
But
what are the fees they pay?
A lot.
Ballpark figure per term.
But it's not done per term, it's done per year.
Per year, okay.
It's £50,000 a year, I think.
Fuck off.
By that, how much were you paying for yours at St. Mary's? Well, your parents, not you, obviously.
Yeah, of course, like £3,000.
No way.
Yeah,
I don't believe that.
It was cheaper, yeah.
But yours wasn't boarding, was it?
No.
You're mentioning is with boarding.
It's boarding thrown in, so...
Yeah.
Mm.
50 Gs.
50. The two schools in America are more as well. The one in New York, I think, is 10, and they've got a new school in Pasadena,
New York,
which is more, again.
That's mad.
It's big. Big money.
And will you send your kids, if you're to have them in the future, to a boarding school? Now you've worked.
Now I've seen both sides.
Yeah, I don't know. I think if you've got the option to send your children to a private school, you should do it. Because even it doesn't have to be a boarding school, but the standard of teaching is
spoken about. Yeah, the standard of teaching.
So classes size as well. Like our classes, I think the biggest class they have is like 12 kids in a class. So you get more teacher student contact time.
Yeah, I think we've
and the teachers can do their job as well.
And it's like the pros and cons, right? It's like you probably much better at networking and
yeah.
stuff like that. Better opportunities, yeah. especially in sports, yeah. where you need facilities Definitely. And everything else. But then I think from a negative point of view, I don't know if you're grounded if you go to a...
Yeah.
Or do your parents provide that grounding for you, and that kind of negates that point anyway. But do you know what I mean?
Like, I think you sort of need that sort of self-assurance, though, at times. And I don't think state school gives that to every single child.
Basically,
that...
Jay's a massive cheapskate and he's trying to, like...
No, but it's a valid point.
No, because, look, I went to Woodlands, second worst school in Southampton, right? And I've done all right for myself.
Now, yeah, how many others?
Huh?
How many others?
But that's what I'm saying. It's on the individual.
How many are in prison?
It's in the... Most of them. But it's on the individual. I don't think it's
yeah.
on...
Yeah, but I think... I
on
think,
the individual, especially with yeah, the environment, family, etc.
Environments make such a difference. I think it makes such a difference.
Definitely. And I still...
I know people from St. Mary's in prison as well, and who have not done well.
Who?
Quite a few of them.
I still think you need input from your family as well. You do need input from parents.
If your parents are drug dealers and you become a drug dealer as well, you know, it's the same thing as like having money, right?
Mm.
Like as soon as you take the piece, part of it.
Yeah, but we still have students where you know for a fact that some of them will do much better than other students purely based on the way they've been brought up and their sort of outlook on life and the way they sort of a bit more get up and go in them than other students. But I think... I don't know. I don't think state school gives students that, like, some doesn't give all students that self-confidence. I think the state system's rigged against most kids. I don't think it supports them and sets them up. It's all about getting the stats and the figures and making sure the school looks good. They don't really care about the bottom half of a year group.
But should that responsibility be bared by the government or you as the parent, where it's your
kid?
It's
both.
Yeah, but how can you affect that? As soon as... Because the parent's not there.
Okay, how long are they going to school for? Let's say 9 to 3.
Yeah, that's about roughly. Roughly.
6 hours, okay? 6 hours for 5 days. That's 30 hours.
It's nothing.
Nothing, right? How much time are you spending at home?
Yeah, but... So you're meant to learn more at home.
I think your parents and the environment you're in plays a much bigger factor than what you're learning just from school.
Honest, we're not saying that everyone that goes to state school hasn't got success stories.
Yeah,
you are a perfect proof that you can actually learn.
It's in both worlds. I'm sure some in state school that have not done so well, and vice versa.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Some from private.
Yeah, it's very much the opposite. Something that I spoken about before, where like going to a private school in Italy has more of a burden because. Mm. Nothing, the exams and are not nationalized, right? So it almost feels like you're buying your own education.
Mm.
Whereas going to state school is more about what Jay is saying, like carving sort of character building type thing, which I understand. But when I think at this way, it makes a massive difference in terms of
a good knock at the door.
Oh, I should come all the way. You didn't pick her up.
This adds a little bit to the podcast, doesn't it?
She's on her way.
For next door, is it?
It's going to be late anyway, so I was like, she might as well get an Uber.
Are you paying for this Uber?
No.
Why not?
Seven.
She makes her own living.
It's not very gentlemanly, is it? It's just a prick.
What's that?
It's just a package for John.
For John, we can take it.
Yeah, we can open it as well.
Oh! This goes back to the parking wars.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, it's a big box.
Maybe we shouldn't.
Right.
Let's go get this. Oh my God.
Jesus Christ. That's quite a big package. Shit.
There's another box.
It's like a ladder.
What is it, boss? You know what it is?
No.
Read the package.
No worries, man.
It's definitely a bomb.
You too, mate.
Definitely a bomb. I think it's like a mini.
These are actually all for Luke for.
This new activities.
We're actually complaining about John.
Deserves it.
Anyway, we were meant to wrap up this.
Yeah, so follow us on Brown Boy Sauna, Insta, X, and Brown Boy Sauna, TikTok as well. brownboysauna@gmail.com for any email inquiries. Thanks, Sam, for coming on.
My pleasure.
And
keep calm and carry on.
Thank you. Come again.
All emotionality.